This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
You know it's almost opening day because it is time for our annual rite of passage. Mets versus Yankee Betts. Me, Evan Roberts versus Ernie Acosta. And luckily, Ernie, we get to do this in April this year as opposed to some fugazi July 60-game season garbage. So that feels a lot better.
Yes, hopefully for a full season. I can't believe tomorrow's opening day, which is weird because it feels like we've been waiting 2 years for opening day. But, yeah, tomorrow's opening day. Excited. And, you know, I'm ready to win the Yankees-Mets bets again, which I do usually every year.
Well, I'm trying to remember, like, what our bets were for the 2020 season. So the one that jumped out at me that I remembered that you won a week into the season was games played plus home runs, Yoenis Cespedes versus Giancarlo Stanton. And yeah, even though Giancarlo barely played and didn't exactly hit a ton of home runs, as soon as Yoenis Cespedes decided to leave the New York Mets, that was it. But that was a very pathetic bet on both ends for us.
Yeah, that was done early. And the other one that Twitter reminded me of was the two-hit games by LeMahieu and McNeil, or multi-hit games, I should say, by
yes,
McNeil and LeMahieu, well, which I think I also won, right?
It was close. I think you won it, but it was also – it shouldn't have been that close because –
yeah, DJ took off early on, and then McNeil caught up towards the end of the season.
Well, I also think there were a lot of games where DJ would not just get multi-hits, but would get three hits and four hits.
Right. And yeah, I would text you, like, could he save these for tomorrow? He'd have four hits in the game. Like, this doesn't help me.
Well, that bet, I think, led me to wanting to trade for DJ LeMahieu in fantasy as a keeper, yes, which I did. So now, at least, if we do any kind of DJ LeMahieu bet, it works for me in one area because he's on my fantasy team.
Which you snagged for me because I thought that me and Monzo had a deal in place, and all of a sudden, he's on your team.
Hey, listen, I made a better offer. What can you do? I mean, I'm sorry. I came ready to play. But if you're
better
interested,
offer, in Monzo's a bad negotiator. Either or.
That is fair. All right, the first bet I got to throw at you, and this was an idea that was texted me by a friend. And
we're doing five this year, right?
Yeah, I think we can do five. I think five is a fair number. Tell me what you think about this one. This is really interesting. Jacob DeGrom strikeouts, okay, right, versus combined games played, Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge.
Oh, boy. How many did DeGrom have last year?
Well, so here's what's interesting. I forget 2020 because that was like a fugazi kind of season. Yeah. I think Jacob
whenever I say last year, assume I mean 2019.
Okay, good, good, good. So here are the numbers. I calculated it for the last 3 years. In 2019, Jacob DeGrom struck out 255 guys.
Yeah.
Judge played 102 games. Giancarlo played 18. So it was a blowout.
Yeah.
255 to 120. But you got to hear this. 2018. All right. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge plays 112. Giancarlo plays .158, basically the entire season.
Right.
That adds up to 270 games.
Yeah.
Jacob DeGrom struck out 269 guys. So a full year from one guy, a little bit more than half a season from another guy. Jake's strikeouts are going up, in fairness. So, like, if I had to guess, you know, assuming he's healthy, I think he's going to be closer to 290. He may even touch 300 because
yeah, he could be close to 300 this year, which means I basically need full seasons out of both guys.
Correct. Yeah, I think so. But 300 is also, like, I think he could do it, but his career high is 269 from 2018. So you'd be asking him to kind of break a career high. And we all also know how good 2018 was. It was a historic season. By the way, for perspective, in 2017, when both Judge and Stanton played full years, Giancarlo played 159, Judge played 155. That's 314. Jake struck out 239. So
right,
it's one of those bets where if these guys are healthy, you should win.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big if with these two guys. You know, I feel like we kind of, I don't know. I prefer the Cole versus DeGrom stuff. I mean, we both have two aces. They're the two best pitchers in baseball. You know, I this other bet is interesting, but I feel like we got to go mano a mano. You know, my pace for year.
Well, how do you?
So, I don't know how you want to do it. Do you want to do ERA, wins, and strikeouts? Do you want to do whip? I mean, we could add all the categories in there because obviously one category is not indicative of who's the better pitcher.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm running into is if you look at last season, I mean, I think we're not doing war. No, I'm not. Trust me, I ain't doing war either. But if you look at last year in a brief season, which I acknowledge 2020 was, you know, a weird season, and you look at Gerrit Cole won 7 games.
Right.
Again, that's more than Jacob DeGrom. Mm-hmm. He struck out 94 guys. I think that's a little bit less than Jake, but it was close. And obviously, DeGrom had a better ERA. Cole was 2.84, which was pretty good, but DeGrom was a little bit lower. I mean, you would admit Jacob DeGrom clearly had a better season than Gerrit Cole last year, right? Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. His ERA was 2.38 last year with 104 strikeouts, 10 more strikeouts. Yeah.
It was close, though. I mean, Cole, you almost could have won that. You know, if Jake ended up winning it because he won strikeouts by 10, he won ERA, I think, by a pretty healthy number. And then wins is just so freaking misleading. And I'm not convinced that, oh, all of a sudden, yeah, the Mets are going to score runs for Jacob DeGrom. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. They'll save games for Jacob DeGrom. 12 starts last year, he had 4 wins. Like, what have I seen over the last 3 years, as much improved as the Mets are, to think, yeah, Jacob DeGrom's going to stack up wins? It's never happened. They don't support the guy.
As much as we hate it, we could go the quality starts route. I know it's a stat that we don't really love, but these are two guys who, I mean, they go pretty deep into games. So it's not a Fugazi quality start with these guys. I mean, they're not coming out of games of 6 innings with 3 runs, which we hate. You know, both these guys are going, you know, 7 to 3rd innings. Consistently.
So,
you know, if you want to throw that in, if you want to throw a whip in, I mean, I'm okay with throwing a whole bunch of stats in there so that we clearly have the pitcher with the better season winning.
Well,
and right now, DeGrom's a better pitcher. I'm not going to lie.
No, I mean, look, Jake's
crazy about that. I mean, he's number one, Cole's number two.
I'm
not afraid of going against him either. I'd like to see my guy overcome your guy and show he's a better pitcher in New York. So, you know, I think if we bet 4 or 5 statistics across the board, you have the edge because DeGrom is better.
Right.
I'm willing to take that risk.
By the way, you know what bothers me about quality starts? And it is something we added to our fantasy league. So it's something that we're just going to naturally pay more attention to because it's a new stat in our league. If you go to Baseball Reference, which is the Bible, that is the website to go to for any baseball stats, and you go to Jacob DeGrom or Gerrit Cole's page, they don't have quality starts listed in like the main section.
I'm looking at it right now and I don't see it.
Isn't that crazy? And that to me shows what Baseball Reference thinks of quality starts and shows you how weird it is. Like, how would we look it up? Well, we're going to go to our fantasy website, but you can't even get it at Baseball Reference. That's a problem.
No, we could throw innings in there also, because the more innings you pitch, the more effective you are usually for your team. Also,
I agree. I would go DeGrom versus Cole, and here are the stats I think we should use. So it's almost like its own mini, you know, best of 5, I guess.
Yep.
ERA, whip, innings pitched, strikeouts, and you know what? Because I'm a good guy, I'll give you wins. Because I know that's what you're going to win with Gerrit Cole versus Jacob DeGrom. So I'll give it to you. It's 5 categories, which is a lot. You know, if Jake has a better year, he should win those other categories. So I think best of 5, DeGrom versus Cole, ERA, whip, strikeouts, innings pitched, wins. Boom.
I'll take it. I like it.
There you go. All right.
One in the books.
Bet number 1. I thought this was interesting. This is from at Mets game. And even though he's a Met fan, he's giving you the edge on this.
Most of the responses we got, I think, were from Mets fans.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
And there were a lot of people who gave us a pro Mets anti Yankees bet. I was like, that doesn't make sense, guy. Like,
I know.
One of them has to be pro Yankees. Otherwise, there's no point in me betting on it.
We do run into that every single season where, like, there's bets that don't make any sense. More starts made, Carrasco and Noah Syndergaard versus Kluber and Jameson Taillon.
Now, I had one that's close to that. I wanted to do almost like a pitching rotation 2-3-4, my guys versus your guys. Because you could argue like 2-3-4. There's some promise there, but there's not a lot of, I don't know, like guaranteed results, I guess is the word I'm looking for. I like my guys. I know that they've all come with big question marks. I assume you like your guys also.
To a degree.
If we did 2-3-4, I don't know who's going to win that bet right now.
So how would you frame it, though? What would you make the bet?
Well, you got to – my 2-3-4, I assume, are Kluber, Talion, and Montgomery.
Right, right.
Your 2-3-4, I assume, are what, Stroman? It's not Carrasco anymore.
No, it's Stroman, Peterson. It's Taijuan Walker, and it's David Peterson. That's how I would define it.
Are you comfortable with those 2-3-4?
In what aspect, though? Like, doing the same kind of pitching, like no, ERA innings? What are you looking at?
That would be way too much math. I don't want to do the math.
Yeah, I was going to say. Wins?
You could do, like, games started, because they're all starting pitchers, and their value is on how many times they actually take the mound and pitch. Because any of these guys, if they're injured or they pitch poorly, they're done, right?
Yeah.
So, to me, the more games you start, the more you're contributing to your team. Could do combined strikeouts.
The one negative I have on my end is that your three starters, if they're healthy in any way effective, are going to be in the rotation. I don't have that luxury with David Peterson because he's still young. They have Carrasco and Syndergaard on their way back, hopefully. And so there's a decent chance David Peterson ends up out of the rotation, ends up in the minor leagues, even pitching out of the bullpen. Like, that wouldn't stun me. So I don't know. And I also don't have that much confidence, you know, in the rotation after Jake. Okay. I do want some kind of home run bet, like Voit's out. So we have to kind of throw him away. Cause I think in the past we've done Alonso versus Voit. Mm-hmm. So Voit's out. I would put any of my sluggers, and like, who is my slugger? I mean, Lindor hits 30 home runs a year, right? Even though, you know, my view on Francisco Lindor is up and down right now based on this extension crap, which could be done at any moment. So I'd go Alonso in home runs versus any one of your guys. Like, you could pick any guy. You want to go Judge? Fine. You want to go Stanton? Fine. You want to go Gleyber Torres, which isn't crazy. Guy could hit 30 home runs a year. Fine. Pete Alonso versus anybody of your liking in home runs.
By the way, before we go on, as the anti-Met fan that I am, this Lindor stuff is just amazing. It's terrific.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
This is everything I could have hoped for when you guys traded for him.
Yeah.
But
good.
Yeah, so Alonso home runs versus any of my guys. Yes. I guess the safe one's Judge. I mean, he's the easiest guy to root for. He's the guy who could easily hit 50 as well as Pete Alonso. Do you want to go home runs? Do you want to go RBIs? Or you prefer the long ball?
I want to go home runs.
Okay.
So I want a very Alonso? Yeah, I want a very simple who the hell's gonna hit more home runs bet. Boom.
Okay, slugger versus slugger, mano a mano. I'll take that bet.
All right. So you're going with you're sticking with Aaron Judge, even though the fact is he can't get through a full season.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the guys do. I mean,
he's due to stay healthy for a season.
The guy is due to stay healthy. I mean, I was, you know, minor league terrified last week when the guy missed a few games. We didn't have any reason for it. Boone's canceling his presser and Cashman's late for his presser. And we find out it was, you know, like pollen that took him down. Right now, it seems like he's healthy. And, you know, Alonso, as great as he's been, he really has only had one full season. So I'm betting, you know, against
my guy
who struggled with injuries and your guy who's had one real full year to prove himself.
Here's what would scare me if I'm you about Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. Even last year, in which he played pretty much every game. Like, the one thing about Pete so far, knock on wood, is he's been healthy. He's gone out and he's played every day. He hits home runs. Like, even last year when he didn't have a good year and he couldn't buy a big hit,
right,
and he's so pissed at himself, he's, you know, deleting social media, he hit a ton of home runs. Like, the amount of home runs he hit last year, if you extrapolated it over a 162-game season, he was averaging – he was going to hit 40 home runs. Yeah. So, that's the –
I'm not a Met fan, but it seemed like the talk of his bad season seemed a little overrated because, I mean, what do you really expect from the guy? I mean, he's a slugger. That's what he was brought up to be, as a slugger. So if you're expecting a higher average, I mean, I get it. But the whole thing when he was brought up was to be a power-hitting first baseman. And that's what he was last year.
Yeah. Well, you know what it was? It was the fact, and you noticed this because you watch him, you watch the team every day. He was so unclutch. And right. I know sometimes that's, you know, made more out of than is true. You know, we had that whole thing with A-Rod for many years. Yeah. Oh, it's a grand slam up 8-2. But truthfully, and it was a small sample size. I get it. It was only a 60-game season. The Mets were a very unclutched team last year, and the face of that was Pete Alonso. So
clutchness is also very subjective. It seems like when a guy comes through and you don't like him, you can say it wasn't really clutch, you know.
I get it.
And we've seen it. Guys come through with home runs at tie games, but the team loses in the end, and it's still not considered clutch. So I also think Pete was hurt by the fact that he started off slow, and a lot of his production came later in the season when they were pretty much out of it.
He also thrives on the crowd being alive. He thrives on a rocking city field.
The polar bear needs his fans.
That's right. So we have Alonso versus Judge in home runs. By the way, when I asked you pick a Yankee, I thought you were going to say, you know what? I feel best about Jay Bruce hitting a ton of home runs this year. Dude, is it crazy to suggest Jay Bruce leads the New York Yankees in home runs in 2021? Is that really crazy?
That's crazy.
Why?
I was going to do like a Jay Bruce versus Jed Lowry, wherever he is. But then, of course, those are both negative for you. So that wouldn't make sense. But
I'm
glad Jay Bruce is on the team. But no, I think that's crazy for him to lead the team.
I'm telling you, Nate, you know what? I wouldn't bet on it, but he's your first baseman for a month, right? That's pure and simple. He is going to be on this team for a month. You got the short porch at Yankee Stadium. You know, if he hits, he'll play, whether it's at first base, whether it's, I'm going to give Giancarlo more off days or Judge more off days or Clint Frazier more off days. Like, if he hits for this month, and that would not surprise me, Jay Bruce is a streaky guy, I could see his bat staying in the lineup. And if your team doesn't stay healthy, which is the track record, and let's say Jay Bruce does, and he finds his way in the lineup all the time, Jay Bruce could hit 40 home runs easily.
Yeah, I mean, the odds are somebody's going to be hurt by the time Boyd comes back.
Exactly.
And they'll find a way to put him in the lineup. And we know the Yankees. The Yankees always default to the veteran, no matter who the veteran is.
Bingo.
So, yeah, I mean, I think Jay Bruce is going to get a lot of playing time. I just don't see him hitting 40 home runs. I would love to speed, of course, but I didn't.
Okay. So we've got Alonso versus Judge in home runs. We got Jake versus Cole, best of five. And if you agreed to the DeGrom strikeouts versus Stanton and Judge games played, has that been agreed to or no?
Not yet. We'll circle back. Let's put that one on the side. I want to see what else we can come up with.
All right. I this one was suggested by, I can't find the guy's name, but it was a good idea. Whatever. Somebody on Twitter had that. Oh, here it is. @TSGESLP, Clint Frazier versus Dominic Smith. Now, we
can
think of,
we're going to bet, but I already love it. I love Clint Frazier.
Good.
I want to go all in on Clint Frazier. What categories are we doing?
I think the answer is extra base hits, because I think, it, you know, to go to home runs is whatever. I think both guys are productive players. I don't think it should be reliant on his teammates like RBIs. Mm-hmm. So I would go straight up extra base hits. So we include doubles, triples, possibly.
How about total bases?
We could do total base. I mean, yeah, it's fine. No, I think that variety works.
That's basically total base. Measuring. I like the total bases one. We haven't used that in a while.
All right. Fair enough.
And I like Dom Smith. I mean, as far as a Yankee fan doesn't like the Mets, Dom Smith's one of the more likable guys.
Okay. I accept the challenge. The young guy Met fans love versus the young guy Yankee fans love. The big prospects that appeared like it was never going to work, and then they blossomed a year and a half or 2 years later.
They're both are now fan favorites.
Yes. And now they're beloved by the fans. Dom Smith, Clint Frazier, total bases. Put it on the board.
Now, which Gary Sanchez bet are we going to do? Because you know I got to bet on my guy, Gary.
The problem is
initially.
Yeah, what do you got?
My catcher versus your catcher on base percentage.
Gary Sanchez versus James McCann on base percentage.
I think that actually benefits you because we both know Gary's on base percentage is not great. I'm betting that he's better this year because he better be better this year, because if not, the Yankees are going to have a new catcher next season. But I think James McCann's usually in like the 330, 340 area.
Yeah, yeah. How about, and I have no problem with that. I would accept that. But how about best of three? Okay, so we got best of five. Three categories. McCann versus Sanchez. You ready for the three categories?
I'm ready.
Number one, on base percentage. I'm totally fine with that. Number two, percentage of base runners thrown out. Let's go to Gary's strength, or at least it used to be his strength, his ability to throw out base runners. Yeah. Gary versus McCann, bang, boom.
Okay, those are the two.
And the third one.
I need Gary out of the games late when Chapman's in.
I think the third one would be simply getting on the field, games played. I mean.
Actually, I forgot you got Betances now. I may win that one easily.
Yeah, but you know what? Dellin Betances ain't long for the world with the New York Mets.
I understand, but I mean, one inning could break this bet for you.
No, you're right. And look, if Noah Syndergaard comes back, that'll screw up James McCann too. He doesn't have a whole guy's on. I don't mind games played as the third one just to protect against like those two stats we used, on base and throwing guys out, can be skewed by not playing a lot. You know, it can be skewed by Gary only played 70 games. So I like games played as the third one. Plus, injuries are a part of the game with catchers. There's always that thought, you know, Gerrit Cole's not going to want Gary Sanchez catching him, which could hurt his games played. Gary sucks so much. Aaron Boone says, I'm not playing him anymore. I'm going with Higgy.
Defensive replacement late in the games.
Yeah, though that doesn't really count.
Well, but that's what I'm thinking. Maybe instead of games, they do innings, plate appearances.
I mean, it's fine. You know what? It kind of measures the same thing, so I'm all right with it. If you want to go plate appearances as the third one, I'm good with that.
Let's do plate appearances.
All right. This guy actually sent a very creative one, and it's from the Johnny Cockrell. Mm-hmm. Gary Sanchez pass balls. Actually, this doesn't work. It just made me laugh. No,
That was the one you were making fun of? Yes, that's the one I was referencing before, but I didn't want to mention. It's Gary Sanchez pass balls versus, what, McNeil hit
by pitches? Yes,
McNeil by pitches. For McNeil to get hit by a pitch? How does that work?
Nah, you're right. This was EJ Roddy tweets this. I always said this to you. I think Aaron Hicks and Brandon Nimmo are very similar. They really are. So how about Hicks versus Nimmo in walks? Since both guys have high on-base percentages, they love to draw walks. Hicks versus why?
No, because Hicks gets hurt all the time. We talk about a guy who's probably going to be hurt and have more at-bats for Bruce. I'm thinking about Hicks more than anybody else.
All right, DJ versus
closers.
What do you want to do with him? Saves Chapman versus Diaz?
Yeah. Actually, do you have a middle reliever you really like? Because I'm really happy about O'Day. And I'd be willing to bet him against anybody in your bullpen.
I'm probably highest on Miguel Castro. Again, okay. I took advantage of that. I picked him up in our fantasy league. He's one of my main holds guys, not just because I'm a Met fan, but I'm high on him. He's looked good in spring training. So I'd say, what do you want to do? Holds Castro versus O'Day?
Let's go holds. Why not?
Whip out the holds like we do in the fantasy league. All right, let me write it down. Castro versus O'Day. Interesting. Darren O'Day. Holds. All right. Wow, we have five already. Jesus Christ. We've got.
Did you want to do Chapman Diaz?
No, I kind of like Castro versus O'Day.
Okay, I like it too. I'm really pumped about that signing.
Plus, remember this. Look, Edwin Diaz pitches well. He'll keep the closer's job. Seth Lugo's coming back. When Zach Britton comes back, he's not going to become the closer. He hasn't been since he's gotten here. But with Lugo, it's entirely possible. So I don't really feel comfortable betting Diaz saves, not only because I don't trust him, but, you know, I throw in that worry he may not keep the job. So we've got Jake versus Cole, best of five. Strikeouts, ERA, whip, innings pitch, and wins. We got Alonso versus Judge, home runs. We've got Frazier versus Dom, total bases. We've got Castro versus O'Day, holds. I guess that's four. Did I just forget something? Oh, yeah, the catcher bet. Gary Sanchez versus James McCann, best of three.
Do you want to quantify if anybody goes down for the season first month, we go to a sixth one? Because we had that issue a couple of years ago when we did Andujar versus Rosario. Walks, and that hurt in the first game, and the bet was over.
So what's the prerequisite for saying the bet's over? Like if a guy's done within a month of the season, like at what point?
Yeah, okay. plays less than 30 games.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, for a hitter, for a pitcher, I guess it would be different. But, you know, we'll we'll know when we see it. If a pitcher's out for the season early on, or a hitter's out for the season early on, we'll go to the sixth bet.
All right. How about who makes a start first? Noah Syndergaard, Luis Severino.
When they're both back this year? Because I'm not. You know my feeling on Tommy John. He's not back until he's back.
I know.
Assume guys are back, because people do it all the time. It's like a midseason trade, and except the guys never arrive.
I do like the fact that some guy tweeted at us, if Ernie loses, he has to wear a Hillary 2016 shirt to a bar. And if Evan loses, he has to wear a Chipper Jones jersey to Citi Field. Like, yeah. The guy just went right after our kryptonites and said, you have to do that. Oh, you responded. I wouldn't. You responded, I never agree to those terms. Now, wait, you know
honest. Me wearing a Hillary shirt in New York City is not exactly, the worst thing that happened.
No, you're not. You're just doing something you don't want to do. It's not like you're putting yourself in danger.
Right.
I'm doing it more so with Chipper Jones.
You'd be in much more danger in Citi Field with a Chipper Jones shirt than that would be a Hillary shirt.
Nor would I ever agree to that. I mean, right. I'm just not doing that. There should be something related to Lindor. That's the one thing. Like, I don't know how you want to, like, who you'd compare Lindor to. Probably Glaber, because they both play the same position and Glaber's good.
No, I'd want to do against LeMahieu.
With what stat, though?
Lindor is a top five player in baseball. In the last couple of years, DJ's been a top five player.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's a good question.
Because I got it.
Okay.
As a backup, this is a backup bet, right? This is in case one of these fail.
I don't know. It depends on how sexy you make this. I may want to make this one of the five.
I'm not making it that sexy. I'm doing something kind of kind of funny. War.
Oh, come on.
I hate war.
I can't figure out while I'm sitting on my couch. It's not fun.
I hate it too, but it would make us have to like check the war out of DJ LeMahieu and Francisco Lindor every single week.
I'm not looking for reasons to check war more often. I'm looking for reasons to not check it more often.
Fair enough. Okay, so what stat would you compare them to? Because they're both elite level players, 100%, but they're different. Like
they're
DJ
both elite level, and their types of eliteness offensively is completely different.
Exactly.
It's difficult.
Exactly. I mean, the only stat I could compare them with is OPS. Like, if you wanted to just say, all right, OPS, DJ versus Lindor, I take it. I mean, I think I would take that risk, but there's nothing else that...
And that's a pretty qualifier for who's having a better year, because they're both really good players, but we want to... Because Lindor is more of a home run hitter, but I could see DJ getting more RBIs. DJ will have probably a higher batting average. Yeah. I mean, I'm good with OPS. If you're good with OPS, I can make that the sixth.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I mean, look,
these are our two best hitters, and we're making them our sixth bet. It almost seems insulting to the two of them.
Because the other bets are just more fun. I mean, there's just something about the other bets that's more fun. I tell you something crazy about this bet. The last 2 years, DJ LeMahieu's OPS has been better than any season of Francisco Lindor's OPS.
Yeah, but he's due. And Lindor will be playing in a contract year. So you have that going for you.
All right, fine. I'd still think that should be the backup, because I think the other bets are great. Like, I like DeGrom versus Cole best of five, Alonzo Judge home runs, Frazier Dom total bases, Gary Sanchez versus James McCann, best of three with those three categories, and Miguel Castro versus Darren O'Day Hold. So I think the sixth one, the backup, if you will, is Lindor DJ OPS, in which I think you have an edge. I mean, based on the last few years, I think you have a significant edge.
Yep. It's the alternate juror of our bets.
There you go. I agree. So good job. I think we've got our five bets for what will be a 162-game season.
Ernie,
best of luck.
I wish I could say same to you, but I will not say that.
Good. That's fine. I didn't want your luck anyway. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Evan Roberts Podcast. Let the baseball begin.